Hey everyone, this is Naughty Joe Jokes, and this is my AMA. I got a decent amount of questions, so thank you folks. I appreciate that. And this might take a while, because I'm prone to interruptions of laughs, ranting, and going off on tangents. So I'll try to keep stuff focused as best as I can from this point forward. Here we go. All right, so question number one. What's one movie you've seen that you refuse to sit through ever again? That's a pretty easy one. 50 Shades of Grey. I saw that movie and it's horrible. I'd rather not see it again. I feel like I don't need to explain that one. Okay. Question number two. Do you prefer to be the top or the bottom? If you do. Yeah. That's not an easy one. So... I think top, to be honest, is just more natural for me to be in control, in a sexual situation than not. That being said, it's pretty close, and it could be because I don't have as much experience actually being a bottom. So, yeah. Okay. Question number three. Favorite book you've ever read? Oh, I feel like this is kind of like the... favorite song or favorite food or those kind of questions where it kind of shifts as you get older, or just throughout your life, I guess I should say. I suppose if I had to pick something probably on my more sophisticated end of books, I would say The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. In my less sophisticated list, the guilty pleasures, I would go with all of the Drizzt books by R.A. Salvatore. Those are a little more well, they're kind of cranked out, and they're related to my favorite hobby, so they're not exactly traditional literature. Question number four. What's one thing you've done in the bedroom that you didn't like as much as you thought you would? It's not exactly in the bedroom, but Roadhead. Don't get me wrong, I still like it. I just thought, since I have a thing for public spaces, that it would be higher on my metaphorical totem pole. But I think the awkwardness of the act just kind of distracts from it being as good as it could possibly be. Maybe I haven't had the right cars for it, or whatever else, but I thought I would like that more, and I didn't like it as much as I thought I would. Question number five. This is not a question. Sure, I'll go with it. Best animal noise right now, go. Meow. That's it. That's all you're getting. Okay, moving on before I get too embarrassed. Question number 6. Favorite name to be called while on the either side of the dom and sub slash. As a sub, my favorite, like, dynamic as a sub is pet play. So I like pet, but generically, I think I could say just good boy, and it would apply to anything. Obviously, that's not something that's always easy to use in situations, but on the dom side, I'm partial to daddy. I don't know what it is. It just feels natural. It feels right. I like it. So, there it is. Question number 7. You wake up as the opposite sex. What's the very first thing you do to yourself? Okay, so I've only been on the end of feeling what it's like inside a pussy with, like, fingers or my cock, or, you know, you get the picture. But I haven't been on the receiving end of what that feels like. So I think I'd probably honestly finger myself. Yeah, just being honest here. Just want to know what that feels like. Oh, jeez. What have I got myself into? Question number 8. One thing you want to try in the bedroom. There's a lot of things. I really want to try a male-male-female threesome, but making that happen is more complicated than one might think. Yeah. So, moving on. Question number 9. This is an annoying question. Allie. Yeah. Anyway. Does a hot dog count as a sandwich? No. Hot dog doesn't count as a sandwich because even if a hard taco breaks at the spine of it, the ridge, the underside, and you have two pieces, it doesn't suddenly become a sandwich. It stays a taco. It's just a broken taco. Now, all this is arguing semantics, but I'm going to go with no. Somewhat out of spite. Question number 10. Am I a good girl? Well, you were until question number 9. Yeah. I don't know. No, Allie, you're a good girl. You're a very good girl. Okay, moving on. Question number 11. What are your favorite tags to listen to? Yandere, Stalker, Come Play, Deep Throat, Body Betrayal, DDLG, Sleep Play, or Somnophilia. Most of the time, I just kind of look for what's scrolling in my feed. Unless I'm in the mood for something. Like, I don't search for Monster Girl on, like, a typical basis, but, like, that's one that I might be in the mood for. I want something fantastical. And so, yeah, we'll go with the first few of those I said. Stick with those. All right. Question number 13. Why should I go to my local comic book store? and buy JoJo's Bizarre Adventure right now. Sell it to me. Okay. So, it is shitposty, but it can have its serious moments. It has comedy, action, drama, very attractive men in it that might appeal to you, Moon. It's homoerotic. It celebrates male beauty in a way that I don't think that a lot of things do. And I kind of think that's a shame, to be honest. It's bizarre. It's also probably one of the weirder things that you're going to read for manga, I would say. Or watch, for that matter. So, you know, maybe that's something that appeals to you, maybe it isn't. I always tell people, give it a try. The different parts, seasons, whatever you'd like to refer to them as, the first two are kind of in a specific way of things, and then it shifts at three. So I usually tell people to hold it out until three, or a little bit of three, if they can. If they can't, you know, maybe it's not for them. I do think another interesting thing about it is that the art style changes in some places drastically, but it changes in every single part. So part one's art style is not the same as two, not the same as three, four, five, six, seven, and eight. So yeah, that's another interesting thing, is the artist's style kind of develops and changes with them moving forward, rather than trying to pin themselves to like a specific style. But I've spent too much time on this question for obvious reasons. Okay, question number 14. Oh man, favorites and top questions are always hard for me. What top three songs would you put on a mixtape? So as a mixtape, I'm going to assume you mean in a wooing sense. So I'm going to go with that. So they'll all be, something romance related probably. No, not probably, definitely. So, oh, no, I've got three. I'm going to start on the serious, and it'll probably go to the silly. So, Love Song by The Cure. And then we'd go with Kiss from a Rose by Seal. And then I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. So yeah, we'll go with those. Question number 15. What's your favorite and least favorite article of clothing to wear? Favorite article of clothing to wear is shirts. I just think they're great in general. I think you can do like so many things with shirts. Specifically, I like t-shirts just because they're comfortable for me, but just shirts in general, I think, have like a lot of pull with like fashion, expressing yourself, comfort. I just think they hit so many different different good things for me, more so than any other article of clothing. Least favorite article of clothing to wear would be socks. I loathe wearing socks. I hate it. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I don't have a small amount of leg hair, so when I wear socks for an extended period of time, they just irritate that leg hair and my ankles where they were, or more, depending on the socks, so much. Becomes so itchy. It's just aggravating. I hate socks. Loathe them. Okay, question number 16. Which question were you most afraid of everyone asking, and why? And if it hasn't been asked, would you want to tell us the answer anyway? That is sneaky, Moon. I thought you had my back. I thought we were cool. Betrayal. Oh, fuck. Man, this is hard. I guess the thing that I was afraid of, excluding, you know, the obvious questions that would dox me and stuff like that, I guess the thing that I was afraid of was, like, people asking me what I do for a living. And I asked that question and was so bothersome for me, or I didn't look forward to it, I guess I should say, is because COVID kind of hit me hard and I'm unemployed. So it's just kind of a sting. That would be the answer to that question. Sorry to get all real with you guys. Don't want to get depressing when you're trying to have fun. Okay. Question number, let's see here, 17. What absolutely melts your heart? Okay. Okay. So, that's actually, like, there's a bunch of things, but I think the easiest, no, I'm just gonna cheat and well, you didn't ask for one thing, so it's not cheating. Cute things melt my heart. Cute people being passionate about something, like, you know, their favorite hobby or their favorite movie or something like that, being, like, very hyped up and excited and happy talking about that. The looks on people's faces when they get, like, a present from you, especially if it's a surprise. Oh my God. It's just so adorable. Probably feeding into that cute thing. And then, oh yeah, the other big thing is compliments. So, you know, when you guys give me all those compliments, even if I seem like I'm, you know, saying, oh no, like, I'm not that good, stuff like that. Oh, I love hearing them. They make me really happy, make me smile. I just have a big thing for, like, being complimented and praised. Yeah. So those would be that would be my answer to that. Question number 18. What kind of audios do you like listening to? So I kind of answered this with the tags, but I can mix it up a little bit and say I prefer stuff, actually, that is, like, fantastical, just because that's something that I can't really get in, you know, the real world. So stuff that involves, like, another world or some sort of, it is, like, a fan thing, like, from a TV show or a game or stuff like that, where it's clearly a fictional situation, one that's, like, not feasibly possible, but I don't know, is exciting and fun for me. by the same token, situations that I cannot make happen also fit into that. So what I mean by that is, you know, I do a lot of rate play and like CNC stuff, and I usually seek that myself as well. They're like something that's not the same thing. They're like a fantasy that you can experience, but that you realistically wouldn't want to. So stuff like that. That's stuff that I can't get. I mean, obviously I can get rate play and CNC, but in those situations it is so you can try to immerse yourself as much as you want to, but I've found that I still have this like ping in the back of my mind that it just doesn't feel real, for a lack of better words. So yeah, stuff that I can't get, and also stuff that I might not want. So another example is like snuff. I find audios where I, as the listener's character, am being killed or end up dying or come close to be extremely arousing and fun. But do I want you to kill me or anyone else to kill me? No, not really. I don't So, yeah, stuff like that. Question number 18. What kind of audios do you wish there were more of / any of? I feel like there's so much content that, you know, obviously I'm not going to say that there aren't things that could be there. But I guess for me, it's more like niche things that I don't think is completely fair to ask somebody to, one, write a script for, if not, you know, write the script myself, or two, and more, you know, a little bit more rare, perform. I just, there's so many like niche things that I like. That are like from games or movies or TV shows or comic books or anime or manga, just things that are fictional that there are zero audios for. And yeah, so a lot of those niche things. So question number 20. Are there any kinks you didn't know you had or expected not to be into that you discovered via audios? That's another tough one. I'm trying to think back and really think of one. I'm going to say pet play from the dom end. I just, interestingly enough, despite liking it from the sub end, I initially didn't think I would like that as, you know, being the person in control, but there's been quite a few audios that have convinced me otherwise, so I will say that. Question number 21. How do you recharge or do self-care? Self-care is a lot of little things. So it's like treating myself to something, but you know, it's little. So like a coffee or donuts or ice cream, a bunch of sweet stuff is just nice. It's just nice to kind of like reward yourself or kind of give yourself the happy chemicals from sugar. More on the like recharge, on the heftier end. I usually need to either allow myself to take a nap and sleep Or do some form of exercise that's not going to require a large amount of like discipline or motivation. So like a walk, or if I can, swim. Yeah, probably just a walk or swim, especially since I can kind of take that moment and think things over without extra distractions there. But, you know, when I'm flooded with thoughts in a way that I need to escape those thoughts, then a nap is usually needed if I can make that happen. Question number 22. Which audio of yours are you most proud of and why? probably captured for my amusement. It's an audio I did a while back that required a large amount of sound effects to the point that I had something crazy, like 25 tracks or something maddening like that. So just getting everything to line up with that was like it's just so weird. It's kind of like a finishing a puzzle in that all those separate pieces, even imagining them in my head, didn't amount to what I ended up getting in a good way. The finished product was much better than what I could have imagined, and it was just great getting all that to match up, and yeah, felt very fulfilling. Question number 23. If you can remember. Oh, wow. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, folks. If you can remember, what's the first audio you listened to when you found GWA? Oh, wow. Glim, come on now. You know my memory is shit. What is the oldest one I can remember? I'll go with that. Is that... I don't know why I'm asking you. It's not like you're going to respond. Okay. I think it was Daddy Throat Fucks Me on the way back home or on the way home. Something like that. That's the oldest one I can... remember. Okay. Question number 24. What tags would your perfect audio have? Oh. Glim, why are you... I thought we were friends. I thought we were really good friends. Like, besties. And, and you're hitting me with all these hard questions. What's up with that? Huh? Oh, fuck. It's hard. I know it would include Yandere, Come Play, and Snuff. It would be a Rate Play one. It would be FDOM. Oh, maybe Blackmail. Yeah, I think that's a good one. Blackmail and Body Betrayal. We'll go with those. Question number 25. What's your favorite beverage? I know this is really basic, but I really, really, really like spring water. And I mean, like, actually from a spring. I don't mean bottled water that they say is spring water, but it's just tap water. That, or if I'm going to choose something that's probably not great for me, I really like Coca-Cola. So yeah, I'll just go with that. I know, two really basic ones. Question number 26. What's a skill or talent you have that most of us wouldn't know about? Okay. I could pick a few. I can dislocate both my shoulders pretty easily. Not a fun thing to do, but, you know, it's something. I can make this really, really loud popping noise that sounds like a cork coming out of a bottle. So I'll try to be really quiet and face away from the mic so this doesn't blow anyone's ears out. But, yeah. It's probably the less painful one. Question number 27. If you could live in a fictional world, which world would it be and why? I would definitely live in a world that has magic of some sort. Just because I feel like we live in the boring reality. We kind of got the short end of the stick. Picking one specifically is the harder part. Here's an easy one. I definitely would enjoy living in Exandria. It's the fictional setting for a game of Dungeons and Dragons that Matthew Mercer runs on the podcast show, however you want to consume it, Critical Role. So yeah, that one would be really nice, but I'm not picky. If I can have some magic, then that would be swell. Okay. Question number 28. If you could travel in time without the worry of messing anything up, what time period would you travel to? I think... that's difficult. Depending on where I could end up being in that time period. Because obviously I wouldn't have access to, like, a car or a plane if I went there. If I could live in the United Kingdom, like England, I would choose the year 1000, just because I find that time frame of history and area specifically with that time frame very interesting. So, yeah, I'll pick that. Okay, question number 29. Are there any tag genre scenarios you haven't explored in your audios that you'd like to try? I've been meaning to get around to doing stuff that's M sub. I just I don't know if that's something that people would actually like, and I don't know if I would enjoy putting it out there until I really tried. I'm a little bit more self-conscious about that than I am of stuff where I'm in a dominant position, so I'll just say that and stick with that. Question number 30. What's your all-time favorite tag? Come play. That's easy. Easy peasy. Question number 31. You're such a sweetheart, Glenn. Why? Why you gotta do this? Okay. It's just a rhetorical question. She asked, "Why are you so amazing?" And she asked it because she is an extremely sweet, empathetic, kind, and caring person. And I can't answer that question. I don't know. I think we have a good friendship, so that's the answer to the question, at least with the relation to you and me. Okay. Question number 32. What show or movie do you quote the most? That would be like a lot of. All time the most? Probably Lord of the Rings. Just the movies in general, the trilogy. Or more recently, I guess it would be, I say recently, it's been years, but JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, that's where my namesake's from, so it would make sense. Check out, you know. Okay. Question number 33. What was your favorite Valentine's Day? Okay, so I had a Valentine's Day a long while back where I did a lot of setup to get this to happen, but I paid for my partner to go out and have a spa day, you know, just take care of herself. And while she was gone, I cleaned up our apartment, and I went out and I bought fresh roses, and I took the petals. This is stupid cheesy, as I'm, yeah. And I slowly made a trail, you know, up to our bedroom, where I lit candles when I knew she was coming home, and I had handcuffs and a blindfold in the drawer, and we did a lot of sensation play and fun with wax, and yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Okay, question number 34. Assuming money and time off were no problem, once the world becomes genuinely functional again, where would you want to go for your post-vaccination vacation? I think ideally I'd just say Europe, just so I could do a tour and go around, visit like a bunch of places. But if I had to like pin down one single location where I couldn't go to, like any other country or anything, I had to stick to like one. It would be Japan, which makes me sound like a huge weeb. I might be a little bit of one, but you know. Anyways, I'm gonna move on before I get too embarrassed. Question number 35. If you had the money right this second, what's a company slash business you'd want to start? If I had all the money in the world for this company to put forward towards it, like all the money I could possibly get, I'd start a company that would focus on us actually getting out into space and terraforming and colonizing, because the way things are going, the way us humans are treating the planet, I don't think our species, not to get too real with everyone, but I don't think our species has an amazing future here. And I think we need to get out to the stars. So yeah, that would be it. But if I had all that money, I'd probably just be donating it to Elon Musk so that he can make that happen, because he already wants to make that happen. So yeah. Anyway, question number 36. What are the three most important traits you look for in people, be it a partner or a friend? Honesty, openness. Oh, wow. No, honesty. Oh, this is hard. Honesty, respect, and I guess devotion is what I might use as a third word. And what I mean by that is that the person is willing to put in time and effort to build and maintain a relationship. A lot of people think that things can be maintained without those things, by substituting others. So like a classic common idea is that love can maintain a relationship, which I don't believe to be true. I think that it requires work from both ends and the willingness to put forward that work. So, yeah. That would be it. Question number 37. What's the best cuddling position? I'm going to answer that twofold because I'm a switch. The best cuddling position for me as someone in like a more dominant state or position in the relationship would be me laying on my back and them kind of laying on their side / draped over me. So their head is like on my chest and arm is draped over me. Right or left, doesn't really matter. And then in a subby way, I haven't done this yet, but I would like to lay my head on someone's lap and just kind of like use their lap as a pillow. I don't know if that counts as cuddling, but I'd really like that. That'd be nice. Question number 38. Who do you think would win in a fight, me or you? The person that's saying me is Lil Blue Mage. and obviously you would be me, Naughty Jojox. You know, I think you would win because I wouldn't want to hurt you. And you seem like a sweetheart and have been nothing but kind to me. So I think you'd win. Well, I had one more question. It was an anonymous one. So question number 29. Someone just asked how old I am. I am 28 years young or old, depending on how you want to interpret that. So, yeah. But that's it. That's all I have for questions. Thank you, everyone, for tossing these questions in. I know I am giving you answers for what you're curious about, but you're also asking about me and caring enough to ask about me, which is really nice, and I appreciate it. All you folks seem like really kind, supportive people. I haven't dealt with anyone out of any of you that I've had any problems with whatsoever. You're all sweet, so thank you. I hope to keep entertaining you as best as I can. Yeah, so stay happy, healthy, and horny, folks. Bye-bye now.